Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Ahalais, Perik Yud Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Hachoyresh es hakever, this person plowed through a kever. He was plowing his field. Hopefully he did not know there was a kever there, but it happened. Sagt der Mishnah, Hareza Oysa, he now turned his field into what is referred to as a Beis HaPras. A Beis HaPras is a place that's metame midrabanan. Midrabanan? Why not midraisa? So this is not so pleasant, what I'm going to say, but you should know that Limud HaTorah Bechlal is a Shmira, as I state in the Svarim HaKadoshim. When you learn these things, it's a Shmira. The Chas V'Shalom, there never should be such a Shaila. One of the big Rabbonim before Pesach had a very Shver Shaila, said it's my fault. If I would have Chazred Hilchas Pesach enough, I wouldn't have had the Shaila. That's how it is. When the plowing apparatus grinds through the bones, this plow machine is designed to really chop up that earth. Most of the bones are broken to the point where you don't have a shear of a kisa'ira, so it's really not metama. But it's possible that you should have at least a shear of a sa'ira somewhere, and we don't know where it went even. So memela drabanan were mesakin a tumah on a beis hapras. What does the word beis hapras mean? The Batanur brings three pirushim. One is a lashon of pirusha. The tumah spreads out. It spreads out throughout the field. Another is a lashon of parus. The bones break up and scatter. Maybe you remember from Masechtas Brachos, the piece of challah that you break off. It's called parusa. Another possible pshat is parsa. Parsa is like when you want to say a certain distance, you say dalad mei is parsa. It's 400 footsteps. What do footsteps have to do over here? Because what would happen is when you heard that a field, Nabuch, this happened, that he plowed through a caver, people are going to walk all the way around. They're going to keep their feet away from it because of the tumah. So let me ask you something. This person has a huge field. Like, the entire field is tamei midrabanan? Ad kama. How far from the caver that he plowed through Hu'oisa did he turn his field into a beis hapras? So the Mishnah gives us the shear, miloi mana meya ama, which is a base arbas se'im. So be'etzem, the Mishnah is telling me here, miloi mana, Mishnah is telling me meya ama, and the Mishnah is telling me base arbas se'im. So what are these three pieces of information? How do I apply it l'maisa? I want to know, I plowed over a caver, how much in my field is a base arbas? So first of all, what's a mina? Mina is the row. It's like a ditch, a little bit of a ditch that the plow machine makes as it's plowing through. It turns over the earth, and you have like a row. It's called a furrow. And that's usually 100 amos long. They're not 100 amos wide, but they're 100 amos long. So if I plow over a kever, the Mishnah is telling me maloi mana. For the next 100 amos in a straight line, you have to assume that there is a base of brass. If you plow past 100 amos, for whatever reason you're making your mina longer, you don't have to worry. Chazal say only up until 100 amis. And if for whatever reason you plowed short of 100 amis, it's only until the point where you plow. From the cavern until the point that you plowed. That's what Maloy Mana teaches us. It's either until where you plowed, or if you plow further, up until the average mina, which is 100 amis long. That's in the length. What about from side to side? So the Batura says we mean 100 amis long and 100 amis wide. 100 amis long and 100 amis wide says the Batanura, that is equivalent to a place you could plant 4 sa'in of barley. In the Chatzar Mishkan, we know the shear. The shear was 100 by 50, and that was considered a base of sa'in. So 100 by 100 is a base arba sa'in, says the Batanura. Now really, it needs a little bit more beer, and in our Chazara, we'll go back to it a little bit, but for now, let's just understand that. Maloi Mana teaches us. Up until 100 amis. If you plowed 100 amis, if you plow further only till 100 amis, it's a beis hapras. If you stop short, it's only till where you plow. And the average maloi mana is 100 amis. That's the amount. You also have to worry about the size. It's 100 amis long and 100 amis wide. And that would be the equivalent to beis arbas se'im. Beis arbas se'im. The area to plant 4 sa' of barley seed would be 100 by 100 amis. Now this is if he plowed 100 amis from the kever straight. Let's say he plowed 100 amos from the kever in all four directions. So the entire area of the Beis HaPras will be 200 amos by 200 amos, because you'll have four times 100 amos by 100 amos. The kever will be in the middle. And imagine it's in a box that has four squares. For each direction, you have another 100 by 100 amos. The Rosh has a little bit of a simpler shot. He just says, look, you know what the Mishnah means? If he plows 100 amos, let's say, from a kever, that line is a Beis HaPras. But let's say the kever is on the top left-hand corner of your page. Look at your page. And he plows down from the top left-hand corner of your page down to the bottom of the page, on the left-hand side of the page, on the left margin, 100 amos. Up until 100 amos is a Beis HaPras, just that strip. Then suppose from the top of the page, he goes along the whole top of the page, from the left to the right. So that strip. So basically, you just have two strips here that are usher, according to the Rosh. The whole left-hand side of your page, from the top down, and the whole top of the page, from the left-hand side to the right. What does the Mishnah mean to say, Beis HaBasayim? That we're talking about in an area of, let's say, where the whole page is Arbasayim. So if my whole page is Arbasayim, is an area of Fosa, that's 100 amos by 100 amos. So the strips would be 100 amos down, and 100 amos to the right. But only that strip, this according to the Rosh. Okay, so once again, let's go through the taich of the words in the Mishnah. What is the shear of the Beis HaPras? Meloi mana mea ama. Along the length of the plow ditch, the ditch that the plow makes straight for 100 amos, even if he plows further, but further than that, it wouldn't be a Beis HaPras. But also to the width, I have to worry. 100 amos to the wide. So 100 amos long and 100 amos wide is a Beis HaPras. So I am an area that you could plant four saw of barley seeds. That's the amount that's going to be a Beis HaPras. And we said, according to the Rosh, it just means that strip. Loi mana means that strip of 100 amos, which is the normal plowing row. So again, look at your page. Imagine your page is the field. Imagine the kever's on the top left. Suppose he went down. So the whole left side of the page, just that strip. And if you went from the top left-hand side of the page to the top right-hand side of the page, so that strip would also be aser. And we're talking about a page, which is base Arbasayim. That's what the Mishnah means to say. But the base HaPras, according to the Rosh, is only that strip that he plowed. Rabbi Yossi says base Chamish. It's an area where you would plant five saw of barley. That becomes a base HaPras. Obviously, Rabbi Yossi holds the plow machine, spreads it further. But the Batanur tells us that Halach is not like Rabbi Yossi. Zakta Mishnah Vaita, this Yurim were said, either coming down a mountain or up a mountain. Ba Moirad, whether he's coming down a mountain. Doesn't have to be Mamasha mountain, but it's sloped downwards. As well as the Mefarshim explain, if he was plowing on a plain, on a straight land. So whether the Shir is base Arbasayin or base Chamesh, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's Dafka if you're going down or straight. But Ubamayla, if he's coming up, he's plowing his way up like a hill, then there's a smaller shear. And here the Mishnah gives us a very interesting shear. What is the shear if he's plowing up? In other words, if the kever was at the bottom of a hill and the plow was going up from there, the shear is noisen roiva karshinim al boidach hamachresh. Karshinim is a type of seed. Usually it's used for animal fodder. We've had this in Masechtas Bava Kama, if you remember, Behemah Sha'achal Karshinim. We've had it in regard to the Lochis of Trumas Yimaisris. In English, it's called Vetch. So Noisen, he takes Roiva Karshinim, a quarter kav of these Karshinim seeds, and he places them Al Boirech HaMachresha. What's the Boirech of the Machresha? Machresha is the plowing machine. What's the Boirech? So they had this piece of wood that was empty in the middle. They made it empty in the middle, and it had holes on the bottom. They fill it with seeds, and they connect it to the bottom of the plow. So the seeds slowly fall out as the plow plows on. But of course, you would have to fill it up. So let's say you fill up this boirach thing, and you start moving the plow. So first, there's going to be a flow of seeds, and it's slowly going to slow down, slow down, slow down. You would continue going, ad mekayim sheyitzmechu shloisha karshinin zu betzadzu. You continue going until it slows down, to the point where only three seeds fall out, one after the other. So only three of these karshinim plants are going to pop up over here. Ad sham, until there, hu oise beis HaPras. The field will have a din of a beis HaPras, And as you can imagine, this is far less than the previous year. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi says, you know what the shiur is going up? The shiur is nothing. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi says this whole din of a beis ha'pras is b'moirid only for coming down. Or the mefarshim explain, or on a flat area. V'loy b'malif, you're going up, nothing becomes a beis ha'pras. Why? Zokta batanura, it's just a metzias of what happens. You see the last batanura over here. Shemiyad ha'machreisha nineris. As you're plowing up, any bone that's caught over there is going to fall right out. Im yeshem etzem noifel, it falls right there and then. It doesn't get scattered all over. That's what happens if you're plowing up, says Rabbi Yossi. But here too, we say that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. So how come when you're coming down, you don't say the same thing, that it shakes and it falls out? So the Mefarshim HaMasber over here, when you're plowing up, the plow machine shakes a lot more pressure. It's obviously much harder to plow. So chazing over our Mishnah, we learned now about a beis hapras. That means they plowed through a caver. We're scared bones scattered throughout some area of the field. Chazal were very strict about this. Even though, like we explained, the chances are the plow didn't go deep enough. But Chazal were extremely strict about this for reasons we'll learn about later. So if someone plows through a caver, he just turned the field into a beis hapras. What does that mean, a beis hapras? Midrabanan, a kayan, cannot enter a beis hapras. And if someone did enter a beis hapras, we say, uh-oh, you're tummy. What's called a beis hapras? What is the shear? So we said if he plows through a caver in the direction that he's going, 100 amos in that row, and also 100 amos to the side, and the 100 amos by 100 amos is the equivalent of an area where you could plant 4 sa of barley. We explained that's only if he plows in one direction. If he plows from the caver in the other direction, you'll have another area of 100 by 100. And if he plows from the caver in all directions, you'll have a total area of a beis hapras of 200 amos by 200 amos. 4 boxes on each corner of 100 by 100. We had another sheet to the sheet of the Rosh that it's really much simpler. Let's say, imagine this is your page and the caver is in the top left corner. So let's say he plows down 100 down the left side of the page, just that strip of 100. If he plows on top, let's say from the top of the page toward the right side, along the top of the page, from the left to the right, that strip, up till 100. And only the 2 strips are the beis hapras. If you would square this, it would be an area of beis arbas sarim, which is giving us the picture. That's the area we're talking about. But the actual area that's usher, according to the Rosh, are only the 2 strips from the left down and from the top from left to right. That's the equivalent to an area where you would plant 4 sa of barley seed. The Batanur points out the chotzer of the Mishkan was 100 by 50, and that was a base sasayim. So 100 by 100 is a base arbasayim. Rabbi Yossi says more than that, an area large enough to plant 5 sov barley seed, but the Allah is like Rabbi Yossi. Furthermore, this shear, whether it's according to the Tanakama, which is 4 base, or according to Rabbi Yossi, 5 base, is if you're plowing down or straight. If you're plowing up, so according to the Tanakam, it's much less. What would the shear be? Shear would be if you put a quarter kav of karshinim into that special, like, seed scatterer, a hollow piece of wood with holes in it. So if you filled it up as you're plowing, the seed comes out, but of course the flow is going to get less and less. So when it gets down to the point where only 3 seeds fall out one after the other, that's the amount of time, and that's far less than the shear we had till now. Rabbi Yossi says, this whole beis hapras is only either coming down a hill or on a straight land. You're going up, then the machresha shakes. Any bone would have fallen out right there and then, and there's no shear of beis hapras at all.